Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we start with the New York Racing Association under fire, and the head has already been let go, and more trouble is facing the organization.
Right. State officials Tuesday turned up the heat on the New York Racing Association by cutting off its access to millions of dollars in video lottery terminal revenue and promising a review of the company's operation of race courses at Saratoga Springs, Aqueduct, and Belmont. Cutting off the VLT revenue could threaten NYRA's ability to operate because the agency has long said the money is critical to its survival. The state review could mean thoroughbred racing will be handled by another operator in the future. Tuesday's developments came in the form of a letter to NYRA from the chairman of both the New York State Racing and Wagering Board and the New York State Franchise Oversight Board. And that followed NYRA's actions Monday's replacing two high-level vacancies. The Oversight Board and the Racing and Wagering Board, those are regulatory agencies, said NYRA's actions were entirely inappropriate, violate regulatory standards and NYRA's own bylaws. What NYRA did on Monday was appoint two people to replace CEO Charlie Hayward and General Counsel Patrick Kehoe, who were fired earlier this month following a report from the state, which criticized NYRA for failing to fix an error in takeout percentages on winning exotic bets. NYRA last night didn't have much comment on this newest letter and said it had forwarded the letter to its attorney.
Well, we go from NYRA to school budgets, which had some people on tenterhooks waiting to see if they'd pass.
Yeah, an interesting day yesterday. This is the first year school districts had to deal with new state laws regarding how much they can increase the tax levy without getting a supermajority to pass their budget. So a lot of budgets passed easily, and some budgets failed. In Schenectady County, all the district budgets passed overwhelmingly in this first year of the state-imposed property tax cap. A Schenectady school budget passed by a huge margin, 74% in favor this year. They had no tax increase in Schenectady. But there were some districts that were trying to increase their tax levy beyond the tax cap, requiring the supermajority. For them, that meant their budgets failed. In Fonda-Fultonville, a 7.8% tax increase, that budget was defeated. Budgets were defeated also in Stillwater, Oppenheimer, Freda, and Cobleskill, Richmond. All those districts were trying to exceed the tax cap. Bethlehem, in contrast, did exceed the tax cap and did get their budget approved by getting more than the 60% required. The budgets that were rejected, now the school districts have an option of bringing them back to the voters on June 19th, or deciding what to do and going with a zero tax increase. One of the things that was interesting yesterday was the wide margin by which many of the districts passed their budgets that were under the tax cap. So a few rejects, but a lot of passages yesterday.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.